From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Ann Ball. More protests in the Middle East world. Protests are being held Friday in the Middle East and in Muslim-majority countries across the world after U.S. President Donald Trump's declaration that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and the U.S. plans to move its embassy there. Thousands rallied Friday in front of the U.S. embassies in Kuala Lumpur and Jakarta, where they shouted, "Death to Trump and death to the U.S." Muthiar Hussain was protesting in Indian-controlled Kashmir.
But we were protesting against the establishment of Jerusalem as an official capital of Israel. And it's a tyrannical step, a step that has created a backstabbing in the whole Muslim Ummah. And it's here we are trying to awaken the whole Muslim community and bring them together to fight this tyrannical step with full impulse, with full force.
And in Bethlehem Friday, Israeli police fired tear gas at Palestinian protesters as the day of rage called for by Palestinian factions got underway. At least one Palestinian has been killed. The Islamist group Hamas, meanwhile, has called for an uprising against Israel. Trump's announcement defies decades of diplomacy in the quest to bring peace to Israel. Jerusalem has been one of the biggest stumbling blocks in the quest, and it was widely believed that the solution would be hammered out in the peace process negotiations. The United Nations Secretary General has expressed his outrage after an attack on UN peacekeepers in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo.